my day.
Black at the Ace of Spades, but 100% American.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. The Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Your emails and Facebook comments are coming up at the bottom of the second hour today. We're here 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. I do appreciate it. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Lots of stuff to talk about. My biblical question is from 1 Peter 1:16. Be holy, for I am holy. The question is, can you be holy and still sin? Can you be holy and still sin? A quick reminder, check out my article on worldnetdaily.com. Worldnetdaily.com. I write a weekly column for them, WND.com. Here's the antidote to evil mass shooting. Here is the antidote to evil mass shooting. Excellent article. It really answers the question as to why we're having this and what we should do about it. So I encourage you to check it out. Newsmax is reporting that Billy Graham died at the age of 99. Billy Graham has expired at the age of 99. And I don't know a lot about Billy Graham. I do know who he is. And, you know, I've heard about Billy Graham and I've heard some of his speeches. And I have a lot of respect for Billy Graham. I think Billy Graham is one of the preachers in this country who've impacted the world in one fashion or another, and for the good as well. I know a lot of people who grew up with Billy Graham. They know him. You know, they were part of his ministry, and they had he had a major impact on their lives. 99 years old. What a full life, huh? May his soul rest in peace. And may his family be able to endure this in the proper way. May God be with them as well. May Billy Graham's soul rest in peace. He lived, the scriptures promise us a long and good life. And Billy Graham have apparently lived that long and good life. 99 years old. So when he turned 50, it seemed as though that was just the beginning of life. He had 50 more to go almost. Amazing guy. May your soul rest in peace, Billy Graham. And thanks for the impact that you had on this country. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. Has nothing to do with color. Has nothing to do with male or female. And I say it over and over again because I know that we have a lot of new listeners here on Newsmax. And God bless you. I will appreciate you. Some people have been deceived to believe, as I was at one time, that our battle is a physical battle. And there is such a thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, and whatever isms. It's not true. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. And I want to give you examples of how evil uses people. And evil works through people just as good works through others, all right? It works through people. And it's a battle that's happening for the soul of human beings. You know, there was a mass shooting, of course, down in Florida, where a young man, 19 years old, went into a school and killed 17 people, allegedly, and wounded many others. And there were signs of this boy having issues. Some say mental issues, but apparently he was very angry. And when you look at the history of this young man, he was put up for adoption. His father died when he was 3, I believe. Mother died recently. And the boy had to stay with another family. And, you know, no one, it's amazing too that it doesn't appear that along this boy's from the age of one until now, no one stopped to say, what's wrong? Why are you so angry? Here's how you get over this. You know, you're leading a life of destruction. Even the kids who knew this boy, they in the eighth grade and younger, they recognized that he had a lot of problems, but no one seemed to have stopped or knew how to show him how to overcome them. It was reported to the FBI at least twice that this boy had made some type of suggestion of being a school shooter. He would be known as a school shooter, and yet the FBI failed to do anything about it. And now the children of the lie are coming out of the woodwork and using these children at the school there in Florida to take away our Second Amendment, to take away the guns. And the people who are doing this are people who are heavily guarded. They have bodyguards. They live behind gated communities, and they carry firearms. And if they don't carry them themselves, their bodyguards do. But for the normal people, regular folks, they say, no, you don't have a right to have a gun. No, they don't like the Second Amendment. You need to be wide open for criminals to take your life. We are better than you. We are the elitist, or the elite. And we look down on you and we tell you how to live. We are going to control you. You are not allowed to protect your family, yourself. Listen to us and follow what we want. And we are going to do whatever it takes to make sure that you don't have the First Amendment nor the Second and any other amendment that gets in the way of us controlling you. This is the mentality of the children of the lie. And they're using these children. And I want you to notice how the liberal media is promoting these children. They're showing this in the news. If these were a group of kids who were standing for the unborn child, they were against abortion. If these were children who were against so-called same-sex marriage and transgender, you wouldn't hear about this at all. They wouldn't be loving children. But the media and these elitists, they support taking your freedom away, but not the innocence. Here's an example. And I've been wondering, who are paying these children to be out there? Who are encouraging this? Now I have an idea. This is from Reuters. And by the way, these kids have already been indoctrinated. When police come to shell, the parents are going to suffer for this because it is the fault of the father and mother that they don't be good examples and guide their children in the right way to go so that when they go out into the world, the evil children of the lie are not able to take over their lives and control them and drive them into damnation. And here are examples of children of the lie. This is from Reuters. Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney, and Steven Spielberg say they would each donate $500,000 to the March for Our Lives rally in Washington in support of gun control. So these children from Florida and others, I guess, around the country are going to Washington, D.C., to help fight to take away our rights to bear arms. And wicked people like Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney, and others are supporting it. Steven Spielberg. And these people, I want to remind you, they are protected by bodyguards. They are living behind gated communities. They fly around in private jets. And they don't care about you. They want to use you. That's why they hate the president so much, is because they want to control the people. They want power and authority over people. It's not about guns, believe me. Even godless Oprah Winfrey compare the kids to the freedom riders of the 60s. What a liar. What a liar. That is so not true. And I'm so sick of these children of the lie using the civil rights movement, using black people for every godless agenda that they come up with. This is evil. This has nothing to do with male or female. It's pure evil. And they'll call it racism if you speak out against it. Or you hate women. Or you hate this in an attempt to try and control you. It's time to wake up, America. When I was growing up in Alabama on a plantation under the Jim Crow laws, we had guns. As a matter of fact, when I turned 15 years old, my grandmother and grandfather gave me a rifle. And I was so excited. It was like those Jewish kids, when they become 12 or 13, they become adult, they have this party thing. For me, it was getting my first rifle. And I got up on my birthday, opened up to get, it was my rifle. I went right out into the woods. I had never shot a gun prior to that and killed a squirrel. I did not need training. I did not need my, no one was worried about me shooting up people because we had morals, we had values. We understood right from wrong during those days. And these godless liberals who are trying to take away your guns, they want to control you. Here, this is from CBS, NBC, and MSNBC. Reporters, so you have these kids being used down in Florida. And it's interesting, too, that the children of the lie, meaning the liberal media, the Democrats, the right-wing Republicans, the never-Trumpers, they take a bad situation and they blow it up and they become all emotional and they get you riled up. And then they say, we got to take guns. It's about gun control. And they hate the NRA, by the way. They really want to get rid of the NRA, National Rifle Association, of which I am a lifetime member of. Because if you notice, the people in the NRA, they are solid. I mean, just solid, God-fearing, American patriot, 4th of July celebration, national anthem singers, loving what's right kind of people. And these children of the lie, like Oprah and others, can't handle that. And so if they can destroy the NRA, it's over. But anyway, they've got these children in a time of trouble, and they're using them before the bodies of the dead can even turn cold. And they're keeping you in this emotional state so they can take away your rights to bear arms. It's never going to happen in this country. I don't see that happening, but they believe they can. Don't fall for it. Whenever the children of the lie want to control you, they get you very angry or very happy. And either way, they got you. All right? Just be aware of that. So here are these godless reporters announce students are busing and marching for guns. Here we go.
Good evening. We're going to begin tonight in Florida, where 6 days after the Parkland shooting, dozens of students are on their way to the state capitol to protest gun violence.
At this moment, more than 100 students are headed to the state's capitol for 2 days. Students say they will hold protests and try to talk with state legislators in their hopes to focus attention on gun control. These students have really become such a force in advocating for themselves in the wake of this tragedy.
That's right, Casey. They really have become a mouthpiece for a national issue.
Students, survivors, and now activists.
We are demanding change. We have stared down the barrel of an AR-15 ourselves.
More than 100 from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School on an 8-hour trip to meet lawmakers and rally outside the Florida State Capitol tomorrow.
Now is the time to make compromise, to come together.
Stop gun violence! Stop
Again
gun
today across Florida, students walked out of class demanding safety from gun violence on campus.
It's so easy to get a gun nowadays. It's ridiculous.
But this afternoon, Florida legislators declined to hear a bill on banning assault rifles. Students in attendance overcome with emotion.
If these were students going to Washington, D.C. to stop abortion or to put the Bible back in the classrooms or prayer in school or fighting for men and women to get married before having babies, bring back the order of God. Do you think these godless liberal media would be reporting it in this manner? No, you will hardly know about it at all. Pay attention. The media today, especially the liberal media, are like advocates for evil. They're like, they don't report true news anymore. CBS reporter interviews kids on the bus about their fight for gun control.
We're on hour 5 of our journey to Tallahassee, and students have been spending their time on the bus talking about what they plan to say to lawmakers. They organized this trip themselves in just a few days, and they say this is just a taste of their determination.
This is about a discussion. This is about us demanding change.
And 100 students from Stoneman Douglas High School boarded buses, taking their fight for gun reform to the state's capital, 450 miles away. Some students wrote lists of demands, including universal background checks and a ban on military-grade weapons. Their passion, palpable.
We will not rest until our voices are heard. We will not rest until people open their eyes and listen to us.
As they were sitting on the bus, Florida legislators voted down an attempt to revive a bill that would ban assault rifles. Students say they're not deterred.
But also, we're not going to let that vote down stop us. We are never going to stop pushing. And if it was introduced once, it could be introduced again.
Some of the students attended funerals this morning and say they're fighting in the names of their friends.
What's your greatest hope?
My greatest hope is that we can be the last school shooting. We can be the change that this world has needed for a long time.
They say they know this will be a tough fight, and they're still discussing exactly what to ask for, but they say the important thing is to be heard.
These kids would know up from down if it came around. These kids are being trained and used by the children of the lie. It's all drama. It's fun to them. They have no idea what they're talking about. And by the way, schools are gun-free zones. And so it's evil, folks. They want to take away your Second Amendment, the children of the lie, like Oprah and others, and they want to control you. That's what it is. If you remember when the fallen Messiah was in the White House, Barack Obama, it was all about, in the whole 8 years, entire 8 years that he was in the White House, it was about how to get control over the people. Divide the races, destroy the families, bring in so-called transgender and same-sex marriage, destroy the military. It wasn't about building up and uniting. It was about destroying. And they used the children to do it. When he brought in all these illegal aliens, the DACA, so-called DACA children, it was about the children. And now homeless people are everywhere. In California, in Los Angeles, homeless people has created a third world state because of these godless Democrats and the godless so-called entertainers, the people who pretend to care. It's all about power. It's all about the vote. We now have the media promoting transgender so-called stars. Amazing. We got to stand up. It's a warfare between good and evil. It's a spiritual battle. President Trump tweeted, "The great Billy Graham is dead. There was nobody like him. He will be missed by Christians and all religions. A very special man." Amen to that. That's from the Great White Hope about Billy Graham. Check out my nonprofit. I mentioned it before. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We tutor, counsel, we have an entrepreneur academy. We have been around 28 years this month, not one dime from the government. We're teaching character, not color. Color don't mean a thing. It ain't a thing. Really. Color is so minute, you have to be blind to be into it. And so we have you can donate to us. We need your support. We have a lot of work to do. We have an anonymous supporter offering a matching donation. And James, my producer, is here to tell us about it. James is the producer of the radio show. And he also has his own show on Sundays, on the weekend, The Hake, H-A-K-E, H-A-K-E Report, thehakereport.com. Tell us about it.
Well, about The Hake Report?
No, what are you about to say?
I was about to tell you I also help put your church services out
right.
there to the
Yeah,
to
he's
the
a producer of the church service. Yeah. A hard-working white man, and he's as white as snow.
Very much so. On the inside, too. You're laughing. So now that most people are saving money on taxes, it is a great opportunity to start giving to Bond or increasing your donation if you're doing a monthly donation already. So we have a donor who's willing to match the increase in monthly giving up to $500. He's going to do it a one-time thing. And your window is all of the rest of February. But you have to commit to this monthly donation for a year. So it's the honor system. Hey, stick to it. But yeah, so any increase in monthly giving, you're saving money on your taxes now, or new giving, monthly donations. He'll match the first month for you.
That's great.
Yeah.
So go to rebuildingtheman.com. We have it up there, right?
Well, we have the way to donate on a regular basis.
Okay, we need
there.
To put this anonymous.
Yeah, I'll put the announcement there.
Yeah, put that there today.
With Doug.
RebuildingTheMan.com, or you can call 800-411-BOND to make the donation. Thank you, James.
Yep.
I want to take a few calls here. 888-777-5773. Let me go to Randy out of Louisiana. Randy, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
This is go out to the Billy Graham family and everything. My parents made me listen to him when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So some of it must have stuck somewhere when I got on the dark side. So anyway, you know, I fell out of grace for a while and everything. But you took my thunder about this school shootings. This is all orchestrated. The FBI knew about this kid and everybody else, and they let it happen to get this gun control. And these kids are brainwashed. This
yeah.
whole nation's brainwashed.
Yep.
And Khrushchev was right about taking over this country without firing a shot. And thank you for not putting me on call block like American Family Radio and C-SPAN does on me.
Let me just say this to you. I remember when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, and they were doing the boycotting, the civil rights movement rallies and things like that. I remember one day out of school, got on buses, and we went downtown in our local area there, and we did the sit-in protest kind of thing. When I look back on that, I had no idea what it was all about, but it was fun. Because I had listened to the adults that we should get on the bus and whomever was telling us. And it was just fun as a teenager to get on the bus, miss a day from school, go out and protest and rally. And that's the same thing, not really understand the depths of what was going on. That's the same thing with these kids. These kids have no idea what's going on at all. It's just fun for them to take off from school and go out and rally. And these people like Oprah and others, Clooney and all them, they're using these kids to take away, to make an attempt, because it's not going to happen, to take away our rights to bear arms. It's not going to happen, but because they're never going to get rid of the Second Amendment. These are elites who want to control us. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let me go to Michael out of North Carolina. Let's see here. Michael, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding you on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
One, you need to just be honest and be truthful and just stop lying. Nobody is trying to abolish the Second Amendment. And to say
no one is trying to what?
Abolish the Second Amendment. And to say that these kids—
Why do you say that they're not trying to do it?
Because all they want is smart gun control. It
no such thing.
For anybody
That's a lie.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's a lie, Michael.
No, you're the one lying, Jesse.
They
you're
don't
the
want no smart. They don't have guns in schools now. And also, Michael, let me ask this. If they care so much about.
Let me get my point across.
Hold on, Michael. if they care so, if people like Oprah and others care so much about gun violence, so-called gun violence, why don't we see this kind of protest in Chicago, South Side, where black people are killing each other with guns like 90 going north? Why don't we see it there?
If you care so much about
Hold on, Michael. He's not going to answer the question. Godless people never answer questions, by the way. If the children of the lie really cared about people, they would be going to Washington, D.C. to demand that teachers and principals are allowed to carry concealed weapons in the schools to protect the children. Because this one guy went in with a gun. Nobody was armed. Even the poor football coach, may his soul rest in peace, sound like a brave man. Just imagine the lives he could have saved when he ran into the situation. And instead of having a gun to protect the kids, he used, well, what I read or heard, he used his body to protect the kids against a gun. Just imagine what that coach could have done. And instead of the kids having to hide behind glass doors and the shooter shooting through the glass, and these kids are hiding under the desk, getting killed anyway, just imagine the lives the teachers could have saved had they had guns. This is not logical. I urge you not to overreact, because the children of the lie, they get you emotional and they show you these horrible pictures. You get caught up. You're giving away your a Second Amendment to these people, and then you will regret it later, because these are evil people. Oprah and all these people, Clooney and all them, those are evil people. They're not good people. The liberal media, they're not good, honest Americans. So you got to think for yourself, folks, and not get caught up with the hype. I want to ask Michael, who is supported all this mess. Michael, if these kids were, those kids, 12 kids were ran over by a truck and killed, would you want to ban trucks?
Jesse, that's irrelevant.
No, it's not. Answer the question. Would you want to ban trucks?
It's a dumb question.
So there's a survey out
for the whole show.
I got to run. There's a survey out that was done by the Justice Department or FBI 2015, I believe. And it says most people are killed by knives, not guns. You want to ban knives? I'm just thinking. I let Michael go. He's crazy. Let me go to Sam out of Florida. Sam, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding you on the air.
Yes, sir. I've called before, but I grew up. I'm Native American and Italian and Irish and all that other stuff. Okay, I grew up learning to respect weapons. I mean, I was firing bows and arrows. You know, I was firing bows before I was 9. I was firing guns before I was 10. I come down to Florida, and I'm still using weapons, you know, recreationally, right? And day before I graduated high school, I get head injured. And the last time I was in court, they took my Second Amendment right away from me.
Amazing.
This is all when I was 17 years old.
That's what this is all about. These kids are being used to take away our Second Amendment rights. And they don't realize that they are being brainwashed and dumbed out against something that's going to affect them in the future as well, as adults, when they have families. They don't realize they will not be able to protect their families because they were brainwashed and used by the children of the lie.
That's right.
And the liberal media today are activists. They are not there to be fair in reporting the news. They are supposed to report the news, but because of their hatred of Christians, their hatred of President Trump, they want power back. They have become activists rather than reporters.
And like you were saying, being hit by a truck and stuff.
Yes.
I was hit by a 68 Mustang. I was going to buy that car, too. The car looked like a telephone pole.
Right. Amazing, Sam. Well, I'm sorry about what you have had to go through. But we got to all stand up for good as men and women of God and fight the children of the lie, fight them back. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. Let's go out to Tennessee and talk to a first-time caller. Oh, let me go to Leonard is not ready right now. Let me go to Chicago, first-time caller, talk to Ira, I believe. Is it Ira?
Hi.
Hi, Ira. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Hi, Jesse. I just tuned in this morning. It's really good to see your show.
Thank you.
I'm a little disturbed, however. I'm listening to you. You know, you're a man of God, and so am I. I've raised a teenager, doing pretty good right now in college at 17. I'm from the city of Chicago. I'm from the inner city. I'm in Naperville, Illinois, however, now. You're a very judgmental man, brother.
In what way? Let me ask this first. What is wrong? Let me ask Ira, what is wrong with me being a very judgmental man? What's wrong with that?
Because the word, the Bible that I study, the Bible that I learn from, God teaches me not to judge others.
That's not true.
It is God's job.
That's not true. He does not teach you that.
Okay.
Well, he said, have you ever heard of righteous judgment?
Yes.
And that's discernment without anger. I have no resentment. I'm discerning that the children of the lie, like Oprah and others, are manipulating these children for their own personal gain.
Okay. Well, can I say this, Jesse? However,
yes, sir.
Oprah Winfrey is a wonderful woman.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Based on whose opinion?
Can I finish?
Based on whose opinion?
Okay, that's just like you having your opinion on your show. That's my opinion.
Okay,
right now.
I just
Oprah
asked.
Winfrey is a wonderful woman.
I just asked. No, she's not.
Okay, well, let me say this. Donald Trump refused to rent to black people.
That's
Donald
not true.
Trump grabbed a woman. It's noted.
It's
Donald
not
Trump
true.
Grabbed a woman's crotch, but you say he's such a great man.
What?
I can't understand how you could sit there on that television station. How much are you being paid? How do you sleep at night as a black
like
man?
Like a baby.
Yeah, I'm sure you do because you think
not,
gotta be really fat.
Now you're supposed to be a Christian.
You're not dealing in
and
truth.
And you're not a Christian. You're not a Christian. So the caller, Ira, from first-time caller from Illinois, quoting the Bible, talking about God, accusing me of being judgmental. And what does he do? He loses it. Go into anger. He starts cursing. I had to let him go. He's cursing. He's calling me names. And he's doing what he says I'm doing. I'm discerning with love. He's judging with hate. All in the name of Jesus. A mess. Anyway, John is a first-time call out of Texas. John, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, Jesse, first I'd like to say I agree 100% with what you're saying.
Thank you, John.
You know, people keep throwing Chicago in our face. Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws.
Yes.
Let's get to the root of the problem. In Chicago, it's Hispanic gangs, black gangs, vying for drug trade. That is the problem.
Yes, sir. And this what these people need to be marching for is the restore of the family. They need to return to God. We need to fight to bring God back into the schools, into the public square. And fathers and mothers need to raise decent children so that people like the elitists, Oprah and all them, cannot take over their minds when they go out into the world. This is about control from the left. It's not about the love of the people.
Well, people forget that our Pledge of Allegiance states one nation under God.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
We're getting away from God.
We are. Thank you, John. I appreciate your call, man. We got to get the truth out there, folks. I am committed to what is right. I am committed to my country. I'm committed to the family, the order of God. I want you to jump on board. Have you noticed that the children of the lie, liberal media, Democrats, right-o Republican, never-Trumpers, accused President Trump of colluding with Russia in order to win the election? A year later, they find nothing to prove that. Nothing. Zero. Have anyone gone back and said in the media, the liberal media, and said, or the right or Republicans or the Democrats, that, you know, we were wrong? Have they gone back and told the public, we were wrong? President Trump had no, and Russia had no collusion. They were not colluding together to help President Trump win the election. They don't come back and tell you the truth. They leave that hanging so you can believe the lie. Likewise with the Second Amendment. I mentioned earlier in the first hour, you can podcast the show, always podcast the shows. Talked about Oprah, this is according to Reuters, Oprah Winfrey, Joyce Clooney, and Steven Spielberg say they will each donate $500,000 to the March for Our Lives rally in Washington in support of gun control, translated as, by me, as Second Amendment destruction. Take away your rights to bear arms and try to destroy the NRA. And someone needs to let them know that when they get rid of their gated communities, when they get rid of their bodyguards who are heavily armed, when they get rid of their guns, they get rid of their little private jets, then we'll lay down our weapons. It should start with them first. Let them lead the way. Since they care so much about the children, these people like Oprah and others are children of the lie. They support evil. And it's so sad that they're taking such a serious and sad situation like the killing there in Florida, and before the bodies can warm or turn cold, they are using it for a political power attempt to take power away for their own personal gain. That's what this is all about. These people don't care anything about anyone. Nothing. MSNBC reporter interviews junior student about common sense gun reform.
This is Alfonso Calderon. He's a junior. And you tell me, why are you about to get on this bus and take this journey over the next 2 days?
Simply, change needs to happen in this country in two aspects. One, attitude. This country undeniably has a gun culture, and I believe that's one of the reasons somebody like Nicholas Cruz was able to acquire all these weapons and nobody even bat an eye. Second of all, gun laws. It has to be more difficult for somebody who is mentally ill and disabled like him to acquire weapons of mass destruction, weapons like an AR-15. In this country, he's 19. He's not even able to go into the Publix right behind us and buy a beer, but he's completely capable of buying an AR-15, and I want to know where's the common sense of that.
You speak very articulately for a high school junior, also for somebody who just lost a very close friend. Where are you finding the strength right now?
There, exactly. The motivation for me is my people who I lost, my friends and the families that are never going to have their kids come back to them again. That motivates me every single day, and it will never be a deterrent for any reason. Nothing could bring me down being reminded every single day of the horrific things I saw and hopefully no one ever has to see ever again.
This idiot has no idea what he's talking about. He's regurgitating what he's been told. That's all. He sounds like he's reading a report that he wrote. He has no idea. And this reporter, oh, and you lost a friend. That is to get you caught up. Believe me. And you lost a friend. Get you emotional, and they got you. So they go into Washington, D.C., supported by godless people like Oprah and George Clooney and others. Do you think you would hear from these reporters as had this been a bunch of young people going to Washington, D.C., demanding to end abortion, demanding to end Planned Parenthood, selling baby parts, unborn children, body parts for profit? Would the reporter be like, oh, and you lost a baby? The student says it's taking kids to bring about change.
Alfonso, do you think that you guys can make a difference?
Definitely. We've opened doors that I feel like haven't been opened before. Finally, our lawmakers are talking. We're on a national stage right now, international stage, actually. And, you know, it's the first time that I've ever seen people survive a shooting and then directly after demand change, which is, I think, something that should have happened in this country a long time ago. But it's taking kids to do this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Alfonso. There you heard it, Casey. It's taking kids to bring about change.
This dumb reporter is an activist. Believe me. Amazing. Let me go to Jim, a first-time caller out of New York. Jim, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. This is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
I'm honorably discharged veteran from the United States Army, 63 years old, 40 years happily married, hunted all my life, have guns in my house, raised three children around my guns, didn't have to lock them, didn't have to put them up, none of that, because my kids were raised from an early age to learn how to shoot, how to handle a gun, when not to pick up a gun, okay, which was in anger or when they're mad at somebody, because I took them out and taught them the proper way. Now, I've been military trained. I've been through NRA pistol courses. I've been through all these, jumped all their hoops. We have a NICS checks in this country that's supposed to go straight to Washington, D.C., through the state government to be checked out for anybody that shouldn't have weapons. Now, and they talk about this kid in Florida killing these school kids. He had some mental problems. Why, we don't always know. Me, myself, I was put out in the street at 9 years old and left to fend for myself. I had my grandmother and grandfather, which were poor, lived in the woods, you know, country folks, stuff like that. So I'd go there and see them once in a while and run off again because I didn't want to go home to the abuse. Well, I could have went down that road and turned into a mass killer, but I didn't. I take responsibility for my actions. If I get in trouble when I did it and I get caught, I have to eat that. That's the way God would intend us to be. If you do something and you mess it up, you ask for forgiveness and try not to do it again. Well, the Democrats, they're always fighting over guns or some other kind of stupidness. Not all parties are great. Republican or Democrat. They both got faults. I'm going to call it like I see it, because I'm a Libra, by the way. Plus, I'm a God-fearing man. So now they don't have no evidence to go against Trump or the Russians, so they're going to go back onto this gun thing to jump on that. Well, I got one or two questions I got to ask and get out there. Is why hasn't President Obama been prosecuted and the papers released for Fast and Furious? And why hasn't any of these other Democrats that have been involved with this Russian cover-up and the exploitation of the two embassies and all their agents that have been here since the Cold War ended, and even before that, World War II ended? So, you know, there's been all these issues they bring up. The kids, I'm sorry about the kids. Babies are the most precious gift that you can receive from God other than life itself. Okay, all these kids, that's our future. My three kids graduated high school, two went to college, one's got a profession. He makes beer professionally, and he plays music in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. One is in South Carolina doing taxes, and the other one does vacations and stuff like that for a cruise line. So they were raised right. He took punishment away from teachers in school and parents at home, and these kids, they have no responsibility. They're entitled. So they think whatever they say is going to be law. These kids going on these bus trips to raise all this cane, they ain't got a clue what life's about.
They have no idea. That's why Oprah and George Clooney and whomever else is behind this are using them for their own personal gain. And I just hope the people who are on the side of good just keep putting it out there. This is not about guns. This is about trying to take over our lives and control us. They need to keep putting that out there and not go along with this discussion, not even give in a little bit about gun control, because it's not about gun control. It's about the lack of family. It's about the lack of morality. It's about a respect for men, a respect for God. It's about these godless liberals, they don't care about what's right.
No, they want to twist things like American history. If you don't learn your history, you're doomed to repeat it over and over and
over.
They want to get rid of wars. Well, let's get rid of wars and let's do it common sense.
That's right. Thank you, Jim. I got to run. I appreciate your call. Amazing stuff. Let me go out to North Carolina and talk to Paul. Paul, thank you for calling and thanks for holding you on the air.
Oh, thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I want to make a couple of comments, and this is my second time calling, but, you know, we're all sympathetic to these kids that had to endure what they did, but I'm quickly losing my sympathy for them when I see them jumping up on top of cars and stomping their feet and so forth like that. They are in shock and being used, but they're hollering gun control and all this, you know, and we don't mind, you know, go a little help them some, I guess, but the main problem with these school shootings is the students themselves. You take this boy that done this, the first words out of their mouth were, "That weird student over there," you know.
Yeah.
They pick on these kids. They don't have the money to buy the nice clothes, go on the expensive school trips and all this, and they're kind of pushed out of the mainstream, you know. And they're ridiculed. The teachers don't like them, and everybody's got a breaking point. And some people's are just a lot closer than other people's. And this doesn't mean I side with the boy. I don't, but... you know, they need to really start trying to educate some of these students to be less taunting and mean to the other kids, you know, instead
that's
of
why,
them away,
that's why
we probably draw them in.
That's why they need parents, Paul,
yeah, well,
because
he didn't have any, you know,
when you have
thing,
fathers,
have
when you have fathers and mothers who are married,
right,
loving what's right, setting a good example for the children, these kids grow up stronger. They have strong minds, strong hearts, and when they go out into the world, they know how to deal with the issues of life because they have observed their parents doing it. And so you don't have all these weak snowflakes, angry, out-of-control children. And nothing going to change that until we return back to family.
Yeah, he didn't have any family or anybody to support him or educate him, and I'm sure he didn't have any money or nice clothes or anything like that. And kids can be mean, you know. And,
yeah, that's right.
That boy, he just couldn't get over it, I guess. I don't know how badly treated he was, but, you know, most of these school shootings is kids coming back because they're taunted.
Yes.
You know, they've been treated poorly by the other students, you know, and money's got a lot to do with that. You know, if you're perceived not to have any money or
yeah, and if you notice, Paul, you had all these kids saying that they have known this boy since eighth grade and even younger. He was always angry. They were afraid of him. But no one stopped and said, even the teachers were concerned. And,
yeah, the teachers were.
And no one stopped and said to the boy, it appears, what's wrong? Why are you so angry? How can I help you? Let me show you how to overcome that anger.
They
didn't reach out to him at all.
And I know a teacher here in North Carolina, and she's basically a good girl, but she's burned out. She's been teaching a long time. And in North Carolina, they started putting the special ed students back into the main student population, you know.
And
she said, I won't put up with them. I'll just send them on to the office. They put them back in her class, and she resented it, you know, and she just treats them mean, you know. They don't have time for them, you know. It's just, I guess they're overworked or burnt out. I don't know. But,
yeah, these kids are bad kids, and I wish that decent parents would pull their children out of the public schools because you shouldn't put your kids' lives at risk. This is why we need school vouchers so that those parents who can't afford it can take their tax dollars and either homeschool their kids or take them to private schools, Christian schools, and not sacrifice their kids to these thug kids.
Right. I'm not big on public schools nowadays. They're not, my kids couldn't even tell time on a hand clock, you know, teaching that. They could read the numbers, but you don't look at the clock to tell you what time it was. They couldn't.
That's right. Paul, thank you so much, man.
All right.
Appreciate it. Let me go to Charlie, a first-timer out of Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Charles.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Well, the problem we're having over this world, when you are, you take Father Yahweh out of any equation.
You take who?
You take Father Yahweh out of any equation, you allow Satan to come into your life.
Yeah.
If you have Satan into your life, you're going to have problems. Once we've abandoned the holy laws, there's nothing but evil left.
That's right. When you
remove prayer from school, you were telling the Father, we don't need you. Now you had to go to a secondary thing, which is called weapons. We'd rather have weapons in our house than the holy law. I live by the holy law. I've never put a weapon in my hand, but one time I had to go to in high school, and I had the requirement was for me to take ROTC. And I was one of those persons. I went to every club we had in town. There were some bad clubs in town. There was a lot of shooting. But I never encountered anyone that, you know, I never feared guns because...
Me either.
I never fear guns, you know, and anybody want a gun, they're right. But I don't think I know a gun is not my protection. You know, anybody buy a gun, you know, whatever you believe, that's your opinion. Every individual can think different. But I know once Father Yahweh on your side, no one can be against you.
Well, you still, you know, even with God on your side, you still need to have weapons because you're going to always have evil people. And God gave man the mindset to create guns so that the good can protect themselves from the bad.
Listen this now. I have a gun, right, in my home.
Yes.
And you're a thief breaking into my home, right?
Right.
You have a weapon, I have a weapon. What if my weapon don't fire?
What if it don't fire?
Yeah, right. But, I feel cute by the intruder. But
no, but it's better to have it and not need it, or to have it, and even if it doesn't fire, when that intruder see that you have a gun, she won't be aware that you're not going to fire it.
Maybe so, and then you may have one that rain don't even care you have a weapon. My point is this, you know, when let the Father take care of all of this. You remember when Daniel thrown in the lion den and the other three thrown in the furnace, the real he reported? I want that guy on my side. I don't need a weapon. He got my back.
But
you
still need a weapon. You still need a weapon. Don't buy a cheap gun. Buy a Glock.
No, I never bought a weapon. I would never buy one. I understand what you're saying, but then you're putting a little doubt in your life as well.
No. Even
I understand what I'm saying now. Well, I know we got the Father, but if I got me a weapon, I'm not complaining. I'm not criticizing anybody. Don't get me wrong, though. But this is how I stand on it. If I got him, find my Father, brother, I don't need a weapon. Give my weapon.
No, I understand the point you're making, Charles, but you're not being logical, because if an intruder come into your home and that intruder has a gun and you don't, that intruder gonna take your life. And then when you get to the pearly gate, God going to ask you, or the angel is going to ask you, Charlie, what happened? How did you die? I got killed.
I don't think so.
He going to say, how did you die? And you're going to say, an intruder came in. And you're going to say, well, why didn't you shoot the intruder? You're going to say, well, God, I thought God had my back. And he gonna say,
I'm not going down that road. I know better.
He's going to say, well, Charles, that's why God made the gun, so you can protect yourself.
Listen to what I'm saying. You go back to Deuteronomy. He told the children of Israel what was going to happen if guns were made.
Amazing.